This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Hump day?
The sun is out. Oh. That's good news.
Squirrel.
Gosh, it was so awful. Look out my window today. It's very pleasant. That's good. What else is in the news?
Oh, man. Did I watch Up? I watched Up at least 5 times over the 2 weeks vacation that we had.
Oh, goodness.
My kid likes it.
Apparently so.
She likes it. And I don't even know why, because she really doesn't get any of the emotion that's in that movie.
It's the balloons.
It's the balloon house, mm-hmm. Right?
Is it the big kid or the little kid?
The little kid. No, the big kid likes it, but the little kid was the one that kept saying it would end, and she'd go, again!
Oh, and you'd be like, you got it, kid.
Whatever.
Dad is napping.
Right.
More balloons.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com app. That's right. The Radio.com app allows you to bring radio wherever you go. You get the Radio.com app there on your phone, and then now radio goes with you wherever you go. So, radio.com. You
convenient.
Can stream our show live wherever you go and also listen to the station after we've left. You know, there's V. Hale. She's wonderful.
She sure is.
And then, of course, Jane, who I miss.
Jane.
I'd miss Jane so much. This is just weird.
It's so strange.
We're going on a year.
I know. Hold on. We're at week 43. Mm. Week 43, day 3 of broadcasting. Incredible. Incroyable.
So stupid. I mean, it's not, well, whatever. I don't like it. Anyway, radio.com app. Check that out. You're going to love it. It's wonderful. Okay. Here's where we'll begin. So I've already mentioned this, but it's the big news of the day nationally, and it's important. So the New York Times has basically called the race. They're saying that right now in Georgia, it's been a huge night for President-elect Joe Biden, as there are 2 Senate seats up for grabs in Georgia. The vote went down yesterday. This is what the New York Times says. The Democrats appear to have won both Senate runoffs in Georgia last night, giving them control of the Senate. So one of the races is already called for sure. The other, the Democrat leads by 16,000 votes, and they say the outstanding votes are coming from Democrat-leaning areas. So they've basically said it looks like a lock for the Dems to take control of the Senate. So
pretty narrow, though. Good voter turnout and narrow victories, if they are victories. I don't want to get my hopes up or anything.
Well, I mean, it's out of your hands.
You're right. It is.
All you get to do is watch and see what happens and go from there.
Yep.
So let's see. What next? Dating apps all have a hook or an angle in some cases. Are you a farmer? Me too. We're a great match.
Oh, sure. Right. Farmersonly.net or something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw the ad on TV and thought that is incredible.
There's enough single farmers out there.
But you know what? Of course there are. Where do you think they call this? What do they call this? The salad bowl? The world's the nation salad bowl? What do they
call
this?
Yeah, something like that. Sounds right.
Like all the stuff comes from around here. Of course, I walk. There's one of the spots I surf. I walk through Brussels sprout fields to get to it.
How cool. Do you ever grab some Brussels sprouts on your way home?
Of course not.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
Why would I want to carry those? I'm already walking forever. No, I do not. But anyway, there's a lot of farms around here. Tons of them. The whole Salinas, Watsonville.
Everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
so none of that has anything to do with this story. There's a new dating app called Go-Getter.
Okay.
It's supposed to be four people who like to be active and go hiking or bike riding, whatever.
Yeah.
Bike gang types.
Sure, yes, right. Not everyone's like that.
The real hook, though, it's not about just being active, this Go-Getter app. The real hook is you have to pay for your matches. They say, when you match with someone on the app, you both have to pay with digital currency, which comes out to around $1 per match. Oh. They say it's not a lot, but it's more than zero, and founders of Go-Getter say that's the point. By spending anything, you have, quote, skin in the game. And that, therefore, it's more likely you're going to take seriously the meat. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's an interesting concept, though. It is true. So much is free that we just take for granted, and you can blow it off because it didn't cost you anything. Even $1 it's significant when it comes to an online purchase. Like things that you don't even think about the money that you spend on your coffee every day, but $3.99 for an app? Forget it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that it's interesting about people's priorities in dating. I absolutely want to be with someone who has a similar sort of mindset health-wise. I like to exercise. I want to be with someone who likes to exercise. It's not even specifically about your body because of exercise. It's how you like to spend your free time.
Right. Your energy level, even, I think.
Right.
You so,
and there are...
Is there a couch potato one, too?
I don't know that there... Well, yeah, I think most are probably couch potato ones. I think
Netflix and chill. That's where it comes
from. Yeah, that's probably...
Netflixandchill.com dating app.
A very nice, normal thing to have in common. And I also think what happens a lot is someone who's single and has a lot of free time, they exercise their ass off. Right. 'Cause they got nothing else to do.
And then when they
get a partner with. And suddenly they got stuff to go do, including eat at restaurants. Well, I don't know about now if that counts, but restaurant food, desserts.
Yep.
Hey, let's get some ice cream for tonight.
Ooh, that sounds great.
All of a sudden your habits start to change a little.
Yeah.
So
you put on that happy couple weight.
Right. It's important to have things in common, I think. Maybe Go-Getters for you, but their hook is you got to pay for your match.
I'm sure that works better because the first thing that comes to mind on Tinder is this little swiper thing that I remember. Look at this. See this? It's free, so you just swipe every single one. It's a numbers game for most men, right? So they're just swiping.
Okay, hold on.
Well, yeah, what am I looking at? What is that thing?
Bryn has apparently invented some kind of thing.
No, I didn't invent this.
This
was
everything.
A popular meme that people were, this is...
It looks like a tongue on a pulley that is being spun and spinning on the top of the phone.
It's a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm, it's a piece of meat.
That's being flopped around to drag across the...
And it clicks right, which means you like that person.
Exactly.
Okay,
and how many people will you match with on that?
Well, that's the point. The numbers game here is you click on everyone. I definitely had buddies who were so good at that, the numbers game, that you could even just go on a beer run, and at the stoplight, they'd be like, hey, you lady. And she's like, Jesus, dude.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Always working it.
Always
it's crazy.
Trolling.
Yeah.
Only invite
so
your troll
anyway,
line.
I have to admit that person did in fact get a lot of friends.
Is
make
this
a lot
carcass,
of friends.
Is carcass guy?
No, but very much
great
similar
friends.
Mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar mindset. Yes. carcass is so awful. It's the most awful thing. And
it
yet,
truly is.
Someone
He's
I know
kind of
said
guy that.
That
would have owned this device here.
Say that again.
he's the kind of guy that would own that device.
Yeah,
that...
he actually may have invented it. That's a. Can
Although,
you put that up,
Sarah.
On
if you got, if you found yourself single,
yes.
And I know you can't put your head there, but
know,
if you
hard.
Found yourself single, and a few months had passed, and now you're even starting to hear that there's rumblings that John may be seeing someone. At some point, you'd be like, I'm getting on those apps, and I am going to plow through a few people. Right? Wouldn't you?
Would I?
I think you would.
I guess I feel like I'm too old for that, Vin.
You think so, but then all of a sudden, here you are single and another night with your kids?
Well, are they still going to be living
nice,
with me?
You like
I'm
them.
Single.
Yeah,
like,
well...
get out of here, you guys. What am I, your roommate? Forget it. I'm an old lady. I live alone. Get out. Take the cats.
I think. Well, anyway, the point is, yeah, I think these apps are useful, and I would probably get on Tinder in 2 seconds. No, I mean 20 minutes. But, you know, figuratively speaking, eventually I'd end up on Tinder.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I guess I would. I just don't know, Vin. I really don't see that, but I guess what I want.
Well, let me ask
I don't think
you
I'd
this.
Be on Tinder because Tinder seems like people just want to hook up. But I don't know. I feel like you I would meet someone. I don't know.
Would
if
you
I...
want to put it in your friend's hands?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't want any part of that. The whole, hey, I know someone who's really great. You want to go out with them?
Well, listen, in my old age, I'd be like, are they rich? I'm not messing around anymore. Mm.
Oh, my God. You know what?
I certainly don't want to support some 22-year-old.
I don't know if Chris Kelly has a partner, but immediately I'd be like, you should go call Chris Kelly.
I think I would call Chris Kelly. Hey, let's
you
see.
You should.
Let's see, what's, see if we're compatible.
Yeah, why not? I don't know if he's single or not. I probably shouldn't have said that. That's
well, listen, I'm so hot. What am I? You know, I'm a young, sprightly 50. What am I? Am I 54 now? Oh, my God. I'm so old. Never mind, Chris. I won't bother you. Oh, God. I'd be trolling the 75-year-olds and be like, oh, my God, she's so young.
Can't you know, I don't know. You say that, but I think some of the stuff you've said to us on The Secret Show where all the boys in the audience and on the show are, like, fanning themselves because you're like, no girl says that. She's awesome. Where are those girls hiding?
The things that you've said, isn't it getting creepier as I get older? Like, it's more like someone's grandma saying some creepy
thing to you. No, I'm sure that anybody would be like, oh, my God, that lady, that old lady.
All right, just listen, Sarah.
Just
worked me hard. I'm going to close my eyes, and you just say stuff. But don't, whatever you do, don't make me open my eyes.
If you...
Please, the things are not looking like they used to.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but
we'll keep the lights off, eyes closed. It'll be fine. Don't worry. I'll say dirty things, and
we'll get
through this.
You'd be pretty fun. I'm sure plenty of people would sign up just to see what would happen.
Not that much, you guys.
You know, there's a movie on, let me see my time is okay. There's a movie on Netflix by George Clooney right now.
Didn't
Midnight
you say
Midnight Sky?
Stinks?
Well, I didn't say it stinks. I didn't love it. And I watched it the first time and I had some distractions going on and yeah. I missed key elements. And then when it ended, I was watching and went, wait a minute, what did I just see? And I needed to watch it again. So I did. And it explained everything by paying, you know,
by actually
a little
putting
bit
your
of
laptop yeah. down. Got it.
By actually paying attention to it. So I was talking to a friend who watched it, and he goes, oh, yeah, movie wasn't that good. And I go, yeah, what about that? And he goes, oh, I didn't even know that. And I go, you watched the whole movie, and you paid attention, and you didn't pick up the hook? Oh. And he's like, no, I got to watch it again. And I went, right.
Now I got to watch it just to see if I pick up the hook.
Right. Well, you'll please do.
The is it point on Netflix? Is,
it's on yes. Netflix, mm-hmm. yes.
Called Midnight Sky. Okay.
52% Rotten Tomatoes.
50?
52.
Yeah, it's not.
My kids would never watch that. I might
it's
as well
space,
just watch it.
So for that reason, yeah. You'll like it. And it's, you know, there's some other.
Are there aliens?
You just need to watch it. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, if you found yourself talking to yourself a lot during the past year, you're not alone. And that is part of the hook of this movie is being alone too much can make you crazy.
Yeah.
And talking to yourself isn't necessarily going to mean you're crazy, but you definitely start to get weird if you don't have people around to go, don't do that. What are you doing? Yeah.
Or just to make you feel self-conscious. That's the thing is sometimes when you're alone a lot, you fall into patterns that you would normally have had a complex about, you know,
right.
That you wouldn't do that in front of somebody else. And unfortunately, now you carry it with you into interactions.
A psychologist says it's common for people to talk out loud more when they're under stress or facing other tough challenges. And I believe that very much, that you talking out loud, it sort of gets it out of you.
Mm.
You know, saying it, preferably to another person, is the way to go. But even by yourself, it can be helpful. So
yeah.
Don't be bummed if you find yourself talking to yourself a lot during these pandemic years. Year.
Ooh, don't, boy, what is this year's thing?
What
stop
just happened
it.
To us?
We're only 43 weeks in. What are you doing?
Anyway, the psychologists say, you're normal. You're okay. Don't worry.
But don't go overboard. You know, try to be cognizant of how much you're talking to yourself.
Right. It's not a good look.
Well,
anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the texts. Whoa.
What? What's going on?
Let's see here. Oh, I'm not going to read that. Someone says they've seen Chris Kelly hanging with someone, so maybe he has partnered up.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I'll knock her off.
I really had high hopes for you, too.
Don't worry. We'll go for a hike. I got this covered.
All right.
Plus, I'm still with John, so, you know. For right now, Chris is safe for me.
Okay.
And my designs.
Hey, listen to this. 707 says, it's 1 o'clock for me every time I listen to Sarah.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh? What kind of
that?
Reaction is that to have?
1 o'clock.
I don't want to know
Sarah?
That. Every time I listen to Sarah. Sometimes I'm talking like this.
Oh, God.
Why is it 1 o'clock for you now? Ooh.
Let's see. Kenny from Napa here. My brother and I are both single and in our 40s. Neither one of us is bad looking. My brother hits up the dating sites all the time. I feel like I'm a little too old for it. If I'm going to meet someone, I'd rather do it the old fashioned way, in person. I don't understand why people would want to meet on a dating app. I'll explain it to you. Because you don't meet people in person, especially right now. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, I'll do better at the bar. All right. I mean, if you're going to meet someone in the bar and that's going to be better for you than meeting someone on an app, I get it. It's old school thinking. But plenty of people connect on apps now. I would bet the majority of people connect on apps.
Right.
That would be my bet.
True.
I don't have any stats.
No. Remember when it used to be like an unusual thing? Like we met online.
Oh
my God, really?
I think it was embarrassing to have met online. Like, I came off desperate. Like,
right.
Oh my God, you're trolling the internet for
dates?
And
now it's the only way people can meet anybody because
you've got your work life.
Right.
You've got the responsibilities you manage. And then where do you have time to, okay, now I'm going to go to the bar and sit on a seat and wait for my dream person to walk in?
Right. Oh, look at this. It's all the same. I've already done all these people.
What?
Is anyone new gonna
come
walk
fast?
In? Hey,
man, you went through that bar quick.
Well, you know, it was most of a year.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vin. Right after these,
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.